This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, Tuesday, December 12th, 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to be co-hosting today with Owen Schroyer. We got a lot of special reports as well coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Judgment Day. What are the Alabama voters going to do in the special election for, of course, the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions? What's going to happen with Roy Moore today? Well, they're saying in different polls he's 5 to 10 points behind. But we saw that, of course, with President Trump. And a lot of the computer bots that said Trump was actually going to win are saying the same thing about Roy Moore, that the Democrats and pollsters are targeting certain groups that they know either politically won't say how they're really going to vote because they want a virtue signal and claim they're anti-Moore, or they were already Democrat voters that are being targeted. We're going to walk through all of this. But now they're saying Roy Moore is an anti-Semite for saying he's not an anti-Semite. And then they said, we have friends that are Jewish. We have lawyers that are Jewish. They went, oh, my gosh. It's you know, the liberal tokenism. You said the word Jew. That's anti-Semitic. This is how the left and the political correct operatives destroy society. And it's amazing. So no evidence of the things they say against Moore. A lot of the evidence has been proven to be fake. The so-called evidence has been proven to be fake. No real evidence. The evidence they put forward has all been fake, all been lies, or have all been women who are daughters of women that Roy Moore took away from them. I mean, imagine. He's a lawyer in cases in a custody battle where he beats the mom, and the daughter goes to the dad, and then the daughter, all these years later, when she'd been in his office all of 10 minutes, says this happened to her in his law office. I mean, this is incredible. It's why people don't listen to ex-husbands that make stuff up or ex-wives. People know, like, half the time, statistically, depending on the state, it's a lie. It's a lie. Routinely in divorce cases, people claim they've been raped or abused when they haven't been. Routinely, it happens in business. Routinely, almost all of the cross burnings and church burnings and swastikas on the wall and poop swastikas and you know, the Air Force Cadet Center and the Navy, just this year, I don't say almost all, this year there hasn't been one real white hate crime against a minority that's been documented that wasn't fake. But boy, there have been plenty of hate crimes against white people. And it doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen, because the leftist judges and the leftist media and the leftist system time and time again say, you go free. You're an illegal alien, been deported, what, 5 times, shoot a woman in the back in cold blood, she dies in her father's arms. The leftists in San Francisco say, you go free. It's funny, the mayor of San Francisco collapsed dead last night in a Safeway food store. So sad to hear that. But at least it was natural causes. He wasn't shot in the back. But if a white guy had shot the first Asian mayor in the back, you know it'd be a hate crime. But if it had been another minority, would it have been a hate crime? Would I mean, again, that's how crazy all of this has gotten, where the left said, oh, we're going to let go of these 6 black folks. One of them, an adult, 19 years of age, that kidnapped a mentally retarded teenager who had the mind of a 4-year-old, took him, cut part of his scalp off, told him, we're going to kill you for hours, and shot the whole thing live on the internet, on Live Leak. And the judge said, you know what, I'm letting you go. I'm virtue signaling. It's not going to help to put you in prison for kidnapping and torturing somebody. I'm just going to let you go on probation. So, again, that's the type of stuff we're dealing with here. It's incredible. But coming up, Alabama draws near, ladies and gentlemen, the day of reckoning, the day of doom. And a lot of people say this is a bellwether on whether the Me Too movement can take down Trump. on what happens today in Alabama. I'm not so sure that's the case, but certainly it is a big deal on so many fronts. They need that vote as well in the Senate to be able to get a successful impeachment against the president that they admit they're pushing for. But even bigger news is breaking. Former head of the CIA admits they made up the Russiagate stuff. They leaked political stuff. They shouldn't have done it. They were wrong. The whole Russiagate thing has imploded now. So now they're moving on to the sexual harassment garbage yet again.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So here we are, Judgment Day in Alabama, the big contested special election. The lynch mob, globalist media, their disinfo, their fake yearbook signatures, all their propaganda, all their unfounded accusations, media hysteria up against the reality. Now it's up to the voters of Alabama. Are we going to see massive election fraud? Certainly, from the establishment. We always do. Are we going to see them hyping all these fake polls that Moore is going to lose to make people get on a bandwagon and believe that they want to vote for the winner? We're going to find out, and I'm going to be here with Owen Schroyer for the next 4 hours, and then Owen, Rob Dew, Michael Zimmerman and others are coming back for the War Room with Roger Stone. And then I'm coming back in tonight, 6 o'clock Central. We're going to do several hours of live internet radio / TV. This broadcast is on hundreds of affiliates and, of course, some cable and TV stations. But we're going to have a special transmission at InfoWars.com/show that kicks off at 6 o'clock tonight. And stations are welcome to carry it. But again, audio and video feeds at InfoWars.com/show. We'll be taking your phone calls and have some special guests in studio coming up at 6 o'clock Central tonight. And within a few hours of that, we'll know pretty much if there's been hanky-panky or any cheating or who the winner is. But we'll be here in our big War Room Center live tonight. After 6 o'clock, we'll be live up until 6 as well with the War Room. It's also syndicated radio / television with Owen Schroyer. Again, there is so much to get to here today. We're going to break down the whole Roy Moore situation here in a moment. But as I told you 3 months ago, this is a shake-and-bake operation. It's completely formulaic. They knew that women in focus groups went against Hillary because they knew Bill Clinton was a rapist. And because of you getting the word out about that, and because of the women having the courage to come forward, women that Clinton had even done you know, cash agreements with and payouts with, women who'd been assaulted, women who'd been threatened, women who'd been raped. And we have a huge history of that going back decades and decades and decades. With Trump, it's some new allegation. With Roy Moore, it's a new allegation, never with any bona fides. That's, I guess, the Latin for the bones, the actual guts of the situation. Show us the corpse, habeas corpus, show us the bones, show us the corpse, show us the body, show us the facts, show us the photos, show us the video. Well, we got that with Al Franken. And then his jokes over the years about grabbing on women and doing it, and then you've got him doing it, and then a bunch of credible women come forward, and they blame Roger Stone for breaking it here, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 hours before everybody else, but Al Franken, he got it from Fox News. He called me that afternoon and said, you want to go with this? He called me the day before. And he said, the word is this is coming out soon. And the night before, he said, you want to go with it? And I said, I'm just going to let them go with it. And then, boom, he went ahead and tweeted it out. They banned him on Twitter for that, for being accurate. And Rob Dew tweeted it out as well. They're now claiming that we're behind the Al Franken lady. We couldn't even get her on the air, that Fox host, radio host out of L.A. We were trying to get her on. But we're supposedly behind it, even though we've never even talked to her. We just got it from our Fox News sources. So we've got all that happening. But here's what we've been breaking down. They are manufacturing this whole thing to make it look like, okay, we got rid of some of our bad people, and so now you've got to get rid of your bad people. Well, the Democrats get rid of their own people on allegations. That's their issue. But again, they already knew where the bodies were buried with the NBC host and, you know, Matt Lauer and all these people. It's been going on for decades. Decades with Al Franken, decades with Harvey Weinstein, decades with Kevin Spacey, decades with all of them. They covered them up. Congress had a secret slush fund. And that's really the big issue here that we should all be focused on, that they're trying to hide in plain view. Okay? The big elephant in the room. Secret slush funds, hundreds of millions, it's now coming out, over decades. Almost all of it, Democrats paying this garbage out. A lot of it, women assaulted, boys assaulted, men assaulted, serious stuff in the Capitol, in the House, in the Senate. Payoffs by, 14 Democrat mayors that have now had to resign or been arrested for pedophilia. It's 14 now after the last Seattle mayor, when more than 10 men and boys came forward saying he raped me. Just like the deputy pope trafficked in over 100 boys, trafficked them in the Catholic Church for blackmail. Some as young as 6 years of age. That stuff's now confirmed. Okay? So, they've got a big problem. This is all coming out. They tried to just ignore it. They tried to go after Trump with their made-up stuff, which only made people go, wait a minute, you've got the big history of it. People, especially women, saw through the hypocrisy, so they went, okay, we've got to go ahead and burn our own people. We can't hide it anymore. It's cost us billions of dollars in payouts total, hundreds of millions in Congress. Weinstein's payouts were over $50 million secretly, not to mention all the intelligence agencies and PIs and former Mossad and all these different people that they hired, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. So now they went, okay, let's just flush low-hanging fruit. Let's go ahead and do it. Plus, the Clintons won't leave the party. They're hurting the party. And Conyers won't get out. And all these other senile people. Let's go ahead and burn them. Build a wave that we're good people, that we mean well, and that if Trump won't step down, well, then see his party's bad, and we need to go for impeachment. And then they have Megyn Kelly with these women that say that he asked them out or tried to give them their number, or one had been rude to him on an airplane, so he called her the C word. In one case, 30 years ago, another woman says it's like 11, 12 years ago, he asked for her phone number. And I'm sorry, she's not Trump's type. I do not think these women are attractive. Trump is a complete perfectionist when it comes to women. And it's just none of it fits. And then we have tapes coming out, and I've known about this for months, that they're holding on to is thermonuclear, where they've recorded people offering women money that have worked in the Trump organization, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they're just waiting till they roll it out, and then they're going to destroy them with it. And I've been asked to keep my mouth shut about that. Bill O'Reilly released the information yesterday on Glenn Beck. We're going to play a clip of that when we come back in the next segment, because this is a big, big deal. But again, you can see the buildup. Get rid of your own problems. Have a facelift, create this wave, this effect that, okay, under mere allegations, you've got to step down. No, they all step down because they were real perpetrators in every case. But create that perception that just asking a woman out, that's what Megyn Kelly had guest on, they're asking people out, it's like right now, whistling or saying hi to a woman in London, they want to arrest you now. Seven other cities have passed that. So they're equating that with raping a woman or raping a child or raping a man. And so they're building it up, and then they had a U.S. senator, the female senator. She comes out and she says, oh, we need to have an impeachment hearings. We need to have special hearings. And then CNN calls for it, and MSNBC, and all of them. We need a new special counsel into Donald Trump and his sexual behavior with no evidence, no proof. So they're segueing out of the collapsing Russia narrative. that I, again, signaled last week. I said it's over. They're panicking. They committed crimes spying on Trump. There's nothing there. They've been caught lying about the spying. They've been up to their eyeballs with the Russians. The Mueller thing, the wheels are off. The deep state realizes they're losing. They realize they probably can't beat Trump. They're backing off. Former head of the CIA admits role in deep state intelligence war on Trump. Former deputy director, then acting director, CIA's Michael Morrell has come out on CBS this morning and said, we shouldn't have used spy stuff in an election. We shouldn't have targeted a president. We shouldn't have leaked after he was president. We're sorry. It was illegal. We shouldn't have done it. That is, Mr. President, please don't have me arrested. I mean, they have committed big crimes, and Trump was as clean as a whistle. Trump is a quite frankly, Trump's probably OCD, but in a good way. He's OCD, folks. He's a clean freak. He follows all the rules, all the regulations. He's all about winning. He's not going to go in a room and let hookers urinate on him in Russia. He's not into that. A, B, he knows the Russians are videoing it. That's ridiculous. Donald Trump never does anything to get in trouble up until now. And then they all just make it up. So the whole thing's imploding. So now they're saying Donald Trump's hashtag MeToo moment is here. Dun, dun, dun. We need hearings. We need everything. Because, again, the whole Russia thing just imploded and went into the dirt. And now the next shoe to drop, I'll break it down on the other side. I'll tell you the secret straight ahead.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Information. It's Alex Jones.
And you know it's true. Woo! I love Sammy Hagar, the Red Rocker, bringing us in. That isn't Americana, nothing is. There's only one way to rock. By the way, we are seeing amazing, positive things happen, not just here, but around the world. And we're seeing Americana, Renaissance culture being promoted everywhere and being adopted in Latin America, being adopted in areas of Asia, in India especially, in Russia. And it is a beautiful thing to see. The globalists are in full panic mode with dozens of countries pulling out of the unelected globalist system. And that's why they're trying to force Trump out of office. That's why they're trying to derail the last election, because they understand it's one of the biggest dominoes to ever fall against tyranny. Does that mean Trump's perfect? Absolutely not. Does that not mean he's not having to use some swamp creatures as guides to be able to start draining the swamp? No, he's absolutely doing that. But you can see overall how much good stuff is happening. So he just joined us. Former head of the CIA has come out. He was there while all this was going on. He was also the acting head. He endorsed Hillary Clinton. He's apologized and said deep state intelligence war on Trump was illegal and was wrong. And he's emerged from the shadows of the deep state to say that they should not have done it when he was president-elect or when he was a candidate or when he was the president, and that it was basically illegal and super ultra dangerous. You tried a coup. You thought Trump would have dirt all over him just like you guys do, and he didn't have any. I mean, the guy tells you that we're torturing when it's secret and says he wants to do more of it. I don't even agree with that, but it's like, that's what you get with Trump. It's very refreshing. And we're going to crush ISIS. 11 months later, they're gone. They're defeated, except for rogue groups. You want the economy back? It's happening. So it's just insane how they are panicking, and even CNN admits, okay, he's the keeper of promises, but he's a naive idiot because it's dumb what he's doing. It's dumb to defeat radical Islam, to try to block people that are unvetted coming in, to get the stock market, the economy back. Now it's 2 million new jobs. Now it's 3.5 growth rate. And when the tax cuts go through, it's going to be 7 to 10% growth rates. I mean, that'll pay off the student loans. It'll be a boom town, folks. It'll be incredible. Turn the whole thing around. Because they were artificially suppressing it. So here's the giant issue you need to know. Here's the big one. Right now, they are getting ready after the Russia investigation collapses. They're going to keep that going to save face and act like they were right, declare victory on it. But it's an illegal joke to cover up for people that were actually involved in that. Just like the same PPGate dossier made up by former MI6 and Jeb Bush and then passed on to the Democrats, who spent another $10 million on it, total $13 million. In there they have the whole expansion of other lies against Trump, and that he was on airplanes in places having sex with little children. But it's only Bill Clinton on the flight logs. Never was Trump near one of the airplanes or one of the parties. So again, Russia, pedophilia, everything they're doing, they put on Trump. They put on me. They put on you. You know, anybody that voted for Trump, you're a dupe of the Russians. Anybody that says the Russian investigation is a lie, Rand Paul, Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, Matt Drudge, we're all Russian agents. So Stephen Bannon, Jared Kushner, anybody that actually tried to turn the country back on that they see as a threat is a Russian agent. Anybody that's fighting pedophilia is now a pedophile. So they're now going away from the Russia investigation. That's training out. The former head of the CIA, while all this was going on, has come out and said, we're sorry, it was wrong. That's a white flag to Trump. And that's good. Because Trump says you can get out of this if you just stop and just let us bring the country back. We will not put you in prison. And he's doing that pragmatically because they'll fight to the death if he doesn't. He's very smart. But Trump does what he says when he makes the deal. See, deals are all about deals. America's soft power was about until the mid-1960s. If we told you something, we did it. Treachery's not cool. Napoleon engaged in treachery, folks. Hitler engaged in treachery. America's not supposed to do that. Not because we're even perfect, but because we want the soft power of people knowing a deal's a deal. So Trump's already been to the CIA. He said, just stop it. Just stop the criminal activity, and we're not going to put you in prison. But if it continues and you make a move, you're not going to be going to prison. Because you make an illegal paramilitary move on America, we're ready to take you out. And they now realize that. They now all realize they are in the crosshairs, politically and in other ways. That's why it's such an incredible time to be alive right now. So building up, building up. They're moving to hashtag Me Too, having the Democrat senators call for hearings, call for his impeachment. It's begun. And for what? They've got these women out there saying, well, he asked me out 12 years ago, or he called me the C word 30 years ago because I'd been rude to him on an airplane or whatever. And it's just so obvious this is a load of baloney. But it doesn't matter. Statute of limitations, all of it. It's just crazy. It's not even criminal stuff, though. So what's going to come next? Just like night follows day and day follows night. Just like blood's red and the ocean's blue. They've got a bevy of women that they've canvassed at every level of the Trump administration and going back 30 years, and they're offering them money and they're vetting them and they're seeing who they can get to come out and credibly go after him. You're going to see by Christmas another 10 women go public. And then you're going to hear women come out and say that he raped them in January. And it will be, they're going to go whole hog. There'll be 100 women by February of next year. And it'll just be, there's no way they're all lying. No, you just canvass a whole country of Democrats and lunatics and crazy people and you pay them off. But here's the good news. We're not stupid. Nobody's stupid. There are a lot of women that actually care about this country. And when people are offering them stuff at dinner and doing all this, you people are so stupid. I'm told by high-level connections in U.S. intelligence that they have more than 20 tapes of credible women beyond Project Veritas taping Democrat Party operatives, lawyers, and groups offering them money to say Donald Trump raped them or assaulted them or just had sex with them and cheated on his wife. So you go ahead and it's all going to get released, cupcakes. What you think? You think we don't know? You think we don't know what you people are up to, you bunch of pedophile, devil-worshipping crap? When I come back, I'm going to play Bill O'Reilly talking about this, and it's like metaphysical because I was intending to, I said it a few days ago, I was going to come on the air today and just say, get ready, you know the next move. It'll be a bunch of more fake women. Again, we have them, though, ladies and gentlemen, and it's a real shame that they wouldn't just go after the Clintons before and run a real Democrat candidate. But they tried to cover it up. They tried to project it onto Trump. They assault women. They cover up the assault of women. They're in bed with the Russians. They're in bed with the pedophiles, literally. And so what do? They project that so that they're the ones first pointing the finger so people get confused and they get away with it. Well, guess what? We're aware of your scams. And we're aware that you've been canvassing throughout the entire campaign and couldn't find but a couple of women with, like, pathetic stories and nobody ever alone with him because it didn't happen. And now you're out there canvassing everywhere desperately. Go ahead. It's going to blow up in your face even worse. Watch, losers. We'll be back. America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
EAS. This message is transmitted at the request of the President of the United States of America and the Office of Homeland Security. In compliance with the United Nations, the President of the United States has declared martial law. Curfew is now in place. Return to your homes. Any congregate of two or more people outside of your homes will result in you being arrested on the street.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's the Alex Jones Show.
And Hillary was planning to declare civil emergency when she got in office, banning free speech and arresting her opposition. That's been in their own publications, Atlantic Monthly, you name it. They just said, let's just go ahead with our plan anyways. Let's just overthrow Trump, announce the whole election was run by the Russians, take all the Republicans that were elected then, kick them out, have Homeland Security take over the elections, federalize them, and you never have a real election again. And you notice we first told you about that during the campaign. Obama put it into law, and Trump hasn't been able to reverse it yet. They got it in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act earlier for martial law back 10 years ago. But then the new one for 2017, right before Obama left, has similar stuff, but it says for any reason. And they could take over the media. It names the Board of Governors. It'll control who's on the air and not. The very Board of Governor head went on C-SPAN in a congressional hearing in the Armed Services Committee and said, I'm a Russian agent. I need to be shut up. That was almost a year ago. And then 3 weeks ago, they talk about how they censor us in live time, ladies and gentlemen, when we're number one. They said, Alex Jones and Paul Watson are number one. They said, sir, we shut them down at lunch. The congressman goes, get faster next time. Heads of Google, Facebook, and Twitter, yes, sir, we're censoring those evil Americans right now. Because it's okay, because we're the Russians that want to build up the military and defend the border and bring back sovereignty and defend Christianity and take care of the military and create jobs for everybody and a huge stock market. We're the Russians. Yeah, we're the Russians, folks, right here. Yeah, I'm real Russian. You got all these globalists that are trying to sell the country out. That'll point their fingers at people that are dyed-in-the-wool, 100% Americana to a sickening level. To a rampaging, foaming at the mouth Americana, baby. You point at me and claim that I am the foreign power and that I work for foreign powers because you do. You do. And we're taking it away from you. And everybody else is getting out of your globalism from Spain to Russia to everywhere. So you go ahead and you keep trying it, scum. You keep claiming people all over the world that want their freedom from this big global combine, just like we wanted freedom from King George 250 years ago. You keep claiming we're the foreign power. And we will 4th of July your big fat butts so fast it'll make your head spin. That's why coming up on Monday, we're going to have a 34-hour broadcast again that I am deeming the InfoWars. What term did I come up with? I came up with some wild term. There it is, Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza. Because they hate us talking about Christmas. They hate us talking about our victories and how successful liberty is right now. But it is. We're having a spectacular extravaganza of awakening. I mean, sometimes you got to use hype words when it's true. We're routing the globalists. Zbigniew Brzezinski and David Rockefeller all died this year. I mean, it just keeps getting better. The mainstream media is going bankrupt. The NFL is falling apart. All the un-American crap is on fire. And I mean collapsing fire, not in fuego like we are. Oh, man, I'm getting a little too excited here. So, let me get final news here before I play these clips. They're attacking me everywhere. They took a year-old video I did with Alexa in here from Amazon. Admittedly funded by the CIA, run by the CIA, and all the rest of it. And that's in the news. And they make jokes about it and say it's a new video I did this week. And it's a big, one of the top stories in the country where all these articles attacking me. Meanwhile, Netflix is in trouble for watching and listening to their consumers and sharing it on Twitter. Netflix faces backlash for tweeting consumers' private viewing habits. That's nothing. Alex Jones grills Amazon's Alexa. Are you connected to the CIA? Then they make a joke and say it isn't. Bezos gets billions now from the CIA. Bezos got taxpayer money to take over the Washington Post and run it as a breakaway CIA group. We just had the former director apologize. See, you guys are getting rolled up right now. The details about the CIA's deal with Amazon, that's the Atlantic. But again, they say it's crazy. The CIA is about to sign a game-changing $600 million deal with Amazon, Business Insider. The CIA's Washington Post and Russia, what they're not telling you is hero heads. And now this, another gentleman, another president of Facebook, former exec, you don't realize it, but you're being programmed. And this gentleman is Karmath Palihapitiya. I'm pronouncing that right, an Indian gentleman, another one of these super geniuses, saying we're programming you, it's destroying society, it's pure evil, it's destroying your family, it's meant to hurt you, I apologize. So Sean Parker, the former president, now this former head, are all saying it's evil, it's bad, we're sorry, please do, watch out, because they know, they now know about the AI endgame, the exterminism plan. See, their life force is kicking in, or they're just trying to hedge their bets. When this all goes down, you don't come after them. Oh, ex-Facebook president Sean Parker's site made to exploit human vulnerability. Everything I've been telling you. Facebook's first president on Facebook. God only knows what's doing to our children's brains. So, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. The reason I mentioned that so you understand the big enchilada here. I'm going to only play part of this. The full article is by Paul Watson on Infowars.com. He's go viral. But this is O'Reilly, who, again, a creepy guy, lied about me some on air, definitely harassed women. The transcripts are out there. He settled a bunch of them, something like $15 million for a bunch of phone calls, you know, saying, hey, baby, you know, but he was some creepy stuff, really creepy. The point is that he understands a bunch of people piled on, and he's got the intel, so do we, that we have tapes of other women who are being offered money to lie about Trump. And so that's the ace in the hole, a little secret the globalists, obviously, if they are not stupid, know. So go ahead and try to play your hand, scum. But here is Bill O'Reilly on the Glenn Beck program.
I want to tell you one thing, though. I don't know if I have mentioned this on your program, but I predicted, and we discussed last week, that there's going to be a tremendous assault on President Trump coming.
Agreed.
Probably come in January. Because he did get the tax reform passed, and the Democrats now say, well, we got to destroy him because he may get reelected. There is a tape, Beck, an audio tape, of an anti-Trump person offering $200,000 to a woman to accuse Donald Trump of untoward behavior.
So, you know, you have talked to me about this. You've talked to me about this tape. You've talked to me about it privately as well with additional information. Is this tape going to be released or?
Well, I may have to go to the U.S. attorney myself. I don't want to have to do that and inject myself into the story. But I had my lawyer listen to the tape, my attorney.
Right.
He listened to it. There are at least three crimes on the tape. So as a citizen, I may have to do this.
I will tell you, Bill, that that's the first thing that you say. You say, well, I'm trying to get it, you know, so it could be released. It needs to be released. And you weren't talking about getting it for you to release it, but it had to be out there. And I think the first time I said to you, if they don't, you've got to bring it to the U.S. attorney.
Again, it's in the hands of someone who knows.
Well, let's stop right there. The full interview is posted in Paul Joseph Watson's article on NewsWars.com and Infowars.com. But it's not just this tape. There are more than a dozen tapes. I'm told more than 20. Very credible Project Veritas type stuff. I'm not going to give up sources, but obviously Veritas is on this. A bunch of other folks are on this, but mainly women that have worked for Trump or been around. And then somebody starts offering them this, and they start recording because they like Trump. And they know it's not true. And so that's why they've got a big problem. One other big piece of video is Sarah Sanders Huckabee telling CNN, I'm not taking another question from you. And the media spins this like, oh, she's anti-free pet. She's not taking questions. They could kick CNN out of there. They're not real news. Remember under Obama, the press secretary and Obama would be given the questions by the press corps beforehand in staged press conferences. They don't do that with Trump. Trump wouldn't do that. Sarah Sanders Huckabee doesn't do that. She's just saying, you always keep dominating. I'm not going to you anymore. You've had your time. They spin that, again, into hurting the press when they're the ones staging the whole press and getting caught doing it. But I'm telling you, I'm so excited about the global awakening. It is, what do I call it, the Christmas spectacular extravaganza. But get ready. They're going to come back with even bigger lies and bigger fraud. They haven't given up yet, but we're starting to break their back.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead. And we take this charge seriously. We got options. Organic, no gluten, without the chemicals. Great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775. 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I remember 15, 16 years ago seeing articles out there in the conservative press about the war on Christmas and the war on Christians and the war on things that are traditional. And I thought, oh, that's just super fringe leftist. And that's just using a few case point examples. This is exaggerated. But the last 5-6 years, we've all witnessed the open assault, not just on Christianity or the right to religion or libertarianism or Christianity, but we've seen the left, the globalists, double down on a war against Western civilization because it's been so open and has been promoting freedom. And then I just see stacks of articles all over the place with liberal comedians saying they got freaked out when their boyfriend had a flag in his front yard, an American flag, or they get freaked out when they see a Halloween party and people dressed as Native Americans and cowboys. I mean, this is true basket case mental illness where these people are beyond racist, because the racist is obsessed with a few different ethnic groups and thinks they're the best. These are people that are at war with reality and just symbols and diversity and culture. They call it cultural appropriation. If I wear cowboy boots, because that's Spanish. Or if my wife gets a hairstyle that's associated with being African, whatever the case is, it's about creating total dysfunctionalism where people aren't educated on business and life and working together, but they're educated on infighting and again, being mental patients. And just in the last few weeks, there's a campus reform article, universities strive for Christmas-free campuses. And they don't spend time educating you on how to get a job or how to be researched in marketing or mathematics or business or law or science. It's all how to not have Christmas trees and not say Merry Christmas and how to be politically correct. And the schools strive to not just get rid of the Christmas trees and mention of Christmas, but, you know, masculinity, toxic masculinity. Murals of football players might be threatening, so those have been covered up. And murals at major universities that have busts or paintings of Martin Luther King have been removed because he wasn't inclusive to gay people or transsexuals in speeches he gave. So he says he had mentioned them. Some terms didn't exist then. He's bad. I mean, this is authoritarianism nakedly taking control of language. And George Orwell wrote about how total authoritarianism would restrict language and cut it down, that was the main goal. And he, of course, was a Fabian socialist. He knew. Universities use end of fiscal year party instead of holiday party. Don't even say holiday. See, first don't say Christmas, then don't say holiday. This is cult mind control. Use whatever name you want. I don't agree with satanic black masses, but you want to say we're having a satanic black mass, you have that. People want to come, they go. Or you want to say we're having a Muslim event, you do it. I mean, this is the opposite of Western free society. Update. Carols, Rudolph, tree-shaped cookies, and even the word holiday are politically incorrect now. See, these are control freaks that take our kindness for weakness and then try to just condition us to put up with all this crap. Well, I'm not doing it. You know, we didn't used to have Christmas trees down here at the studios during Christmas because I just couldn't imagine things had gotten to that point. But just like George Orwell said, the freedom against tyranny is the ability to say 2 plus 2 equals 4. To say father, to say mother, to say family. They're trying to ban that on entrance forms and are doing it in many areas. Being able to play White Christmas and say it's about snow on the ground, not about racism, idiot. And to play Bing Crosby. To do just these basic things that are sentimentality, that are basic Americana culture, that is revolutionary. To do the simple things is what crushes them because they want to train us to hate ourselves and be guilty for the simplest of things. That's why throughout this week into next week, I'm coining the term Christmas week, starting on the 11th, running right through to the Sunday. So that's why we're announcing Christmas week to counter them, because just saying the word Christmas in association with Christmas and hijacking all their marketing terms instead of Black Friday after Thanksgiving, it's meant to hijack Thanksgiving, instead of Cyber Monday, how about we call it American Economy Monday, or instead of just letting them all name things Green Monday on the 11th, let's say it's Christmas Monday, the kickoff of Christmas week. And then if other businesses and other companies and other groups and other factories adopt that, say they're having sales during that week, we can start taking over culture through commerce, voting with our dollars, voting through marketing, something the globalists want the only control of. They want the purview of that. So that's why, starting on the 11th and running right through for the next 7 days, we're dubbing it Christmas Monday and then Christmas week. And we've got huge sales throughout this week on supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, books, videos, water filters, air purification, all these great things that you need, your family needs, high-quality emergency radios, shortwave radios, the highest quality body armor and clothing that's very easy to conceal it in, firearms, accessories, thousands of items, hundreds and hundreds of them, at least 30% off, more than 60 best-selling items at 50% off, and we have more than 15 products at 65% or more off. They're already low prices. We have the private label colloidal silver that Whole Foods uses that Jeff Bezos sells for $25. Normally, for $15, we sell it. It's a great deal. You know, that's on sale. $19 is a good deal. It's like $9 and something right now. That's what's going on during Christmas week at InfoWars, and we're kicking this off. We've got Knockout, the great herbal sleep aid, 50% off. Survival Shield, the good halogen, 50% off. Supernova Vitality, 50% off. DNA Force, 33% off. We have Alpha Power. This is introductory for men and women. It's the ultimate formula we could develop with top laboratories in the U.S. for stamina, libido, energy, focus, heart health, brain health, cholesterol being healthy, testosterone levels going up in the natural spectrum to the highest levels that are known to be natural. This is all available. So whether it's Alpha Power or Super Male Vitality or whether it's Brain Force or Amazing Nootropic, they're all discounted. 30 to 67% is the largest discount, and those are real discounts. Many of these are loss leaders. We have free shipping store-wide. On top of that, if you sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off. Most of these items become loss leaders when you sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime at InfoWarsStore.com. The reason I'm doing it is I want you to try Brain Force and see how great it is. I want you to try Alpha Power and see how amazing it is. I want you to experience these products for yourself. At the same time, fund the information war against the globalists, that's defending families, that's defending the right to practice classical culture. They've brought in all these systems to take control of our holidays. Let's remember it for what it is. Christmas for Christmas' sake. That's why in the week leading up to the final week of Christmas, we're launching Nationwide Christmas Week. And we're launching the biggest sales ever at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and 50 to 67% off hundreds and hundreds of items at InfoWarsStore.com. And coming up on Monday at 8 a.m. with David Knight, myself, and others, we're going to kick off a special 34-hour broadcast, which is the Christmas spectacular extravaganza. All their failed scumbag Hollywood garbage they call extravaganzas. Their NFL crap they call extravaganzas. But the truth is, taking America back, defeating the globalists, bringing back free market capitalism, our victories, your victories, are spectacular extravaganzas. And they hate Christmas, so let's put that in there and let this be a celebration of all of our victories against the globalists. InfoWars.com/show is where the spectacular Christmas extravaganza begins. That's where the New World Order ends.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.